Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, February 2nd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooke C. Weber, and once again, it's our joy to bring this message that we prepare and share it with you today. Today's message is titled, The Ultimate Super Bowl. And the scripture text is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
For football fans here in America, this is the big weekend. And I guess many around the world will be watching as well. In fact, it's called Super Bowl weekend. I just heard that someone wants to make it the day after the Super Bowl a national holiday. Well, I enjoy various sports. My younger years as a participant and now as a spectator. Although I still enjoy riding a bike, playing catch, and throwing a frisbee. But I'm way past having any ability or interest in contact sports. Based on the illustrations he uses, I believe that the Apostle Paul enjoyed sports. If he were writing today, I think he might use the Super Bowl as an illustration to connect with his readers.
All of us who follow Jesus Christ are also participating in a great contest. The writer of Hebrews, many believe to be Paul, but this is not specified, alludes to this in our daily text, reminding us that we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. These witnesses are the men and women of faith chronicled in chapter 11. I believe they are also those who have gone on before us after a life of serving the Lord.
We're to take this event seriously and are instructed to throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles.
This contest is specifically likened to a race. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. This race is most analogous to a marathon, which begins the moment we accept Christ and continues through our lives until we either meet the Lord at our death or in the rapture. It's a lifelong race.
A great character quality essential in any athletic contest, but certainly a long-distance race, is expressed in the phrase, run with perseverance. All great athletes are characterized by perseverance. They overcome pain, rejection, and all kinds of setbacks to achieve their goal.
Well, likewise, strong, persevering followers of Christ just keep pressing on in spite of the hardship, looking unto Jesus, our greatest example, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Today, let us stay faithful and keep running this great race with perseverance.
Let's pray together. Jesus, the race you've marked out for us doesn't require nearly as much physical stamina as it does spiritual endurance. Those who are physically weak due to disease, illness, and aging are just as qualified to run as those who have young athletic bodies. It's a spiritual race where you call us to perseverance as we discard anything that would trip us up or lead us on a disastrous detour. The great cloud of witnesses spur us on, those from the biblical period, throughout history, and from our own generation. But above all, I thank you, Jesus, that you endured the cross and all the suffering that accompanied it, being spurred on by the joy you knew would be yours afterward. You cheer us on by your own example and by the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit when we become weary in our struggle against sin. Keep us faithful, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, it again is a joy to share with you today. We do have a photo on our website today. It's not a current photo. We would like for it to be, but we've not yet had a covering snow this year, and we both have a desire to see that at least once, actually several times ideally. I enjoy the changes of seasons and the aspects of winter here in the northeast part of the United States. But we have a photo we took a year or two ago of our backyard during a snowstorm, and I think maybe we both just felt good looking at it today. And it's posted on the website today. We are at www.dailyencouragement.net. And the main page always shows the message for the current day. Otherwise, just go back in the archives or the previous message feature to another message, previous message, the one dated in this case, the 2nd of February, 2007. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful, be encouraged, and press on.